here we go, back on WWGH Radio here at Getaway Friday, April the 16th, 2021. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. You are tuned in to the On the Air program, and it is Family Feud time here. Now, this is the first time we've been able to do the Family Feud since we got everything back up and running in perfect order. So this should really be a lot of fun here on this Getaway Friday. Now, okay, I think we're good now. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with the category. Now, see, last week we were doing a category during the noon hour that did not go over very well. We did not have many guesses in this category. So, I'm going to read the category again and then give you the two guesses that we did get. It was, what kind of how-to book would interest you? That's the question. What kind of how-to book would interest you? Now, there are eight answers for this. We had garden last week, and we had home improvement. But there are six other answers. So the question again, what kind of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What kind of how-to book would interest you? Let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Definitely how-to investing. Stock market investing, Bitcoin, that kind of stuff. That's very big right now.
Investing. Well, you know, make money, I'll say, is right. That is number four on the list.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Make money shows up at number four on the list. So, we have number four, which is make money. We have number five, which is garden. And we have number six, which is home improvement. But we still have one, two, three, four, five answers on the list. Now remember the category again, what kind of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say car repair? That should certainly be there. That
car repair.
Number one.
Nobody said car repair, and it's not on the list.
Nobody said car repair. That's surprising, but that happens sometimes.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No car repair on today's list. What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. Let's take the call coming in here. How-to book. Well, I thought we had a call. If that's you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about a cookbook?
Cookbook number one on the list. You got
Alrighty.
It. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Cookbook shows up at number one on the list. What kind of how-to book would interest you? Cookbook one, make money four. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
How someone said beauty or makeup tips?
Beauty or makeup tips. Let's see here. No beauty or makeup tips.
What did you say, Scott?
Did you say beauty and makeup tips?
Oh, yeah, like skincare, makeup.
Nope, no beauty.
Oh, okay.
No beauty or makeup tips on the list. 740-383-9944. What type of how-to book would interest you? Go ahead, caller.
How to use a computer.
Computer. You know, it's sad that Adam did not get that one. Computer is number seven on the list. You got it. Thank you. Yes, computer shows up at number seven on the list today. What kind of how-to book would interest you? We've got cooking at one, making money at number four, garden five, home improvement six, computer is seven. Go ahead, caller.
ironic, Scott, not just me not saying computer, but Heloise was on last hour. She's kind of the queen of that stuff.
Exactly.
My sister is parenting. That should be there.
Parenting. Let's
you know,
see.
Dr. Spock, my parents lived by that book, you know, back in the olden days when I was a kid.
Absolutely. No Dr. Spock, no parenting on the list.
Okay, well, I guess it's help yourself to figure out parenting skills on your own.
Yes. All right, no parenting skills on the list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Cell phones.
Cell phones. Let's take a look here on the list. No cell phones on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Cell phones do not make the list today. What kind of how-to book would interest you? All right, here comes another answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about teaching you to build something?
Building something. Let's see here. No building on the list.
How about crocheting or knitting?
Let's see here. Crocheting or knitting. You know, that's a little narrow for this category. Go a little broader.
Oh, gee.
Because there's a lot that goes into this category, and if I say crocheting and knitting, I think there's a lot more to it.
House decorating? I don't know.
To decorate, yes. That's number three on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Decoration shows up at number three on the list today. What kind of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. We've got cooking one, decorating three, making money four, garden five, home improvement six, computer seven. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, our mutual friend, Dr. Ruth, wanted me to say adult activities.
Adult
activities. Kind of a PG-rated answer, but
you know,
I mean, there's plenty of books about that, especially ones that she's written.
Adam, no matter what category I go to, you give an answer like that.
But Dr. Ruth herself, I mean, a friend of the station, she's written books about it, and as have others.
Are they how-to books? Are they informational?
Well, no, they're how-to. I mean, you know, again, this is a family station, but you know what I mean.
I do. It's not on the list, but I'll allow it.
It's a good answer. Okay, well, I tried.
Thank you. No, that does not make this particular list. All right. What kind of how-to book would interest you the most? How-to book would interest you the most? 740-383-9944. Cooking is one, decorating is three, making money is four, gardening is five, home improvement is six, and computers are seven. What type of how-to book would interest you? Two answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Handyman repairs.
Repairs. Let's see here. No repairs on the list. Repairs do not show up on the list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say arts and crafts? Because to me, that knitting and crocheting is more like arts and crafts. But
yeah, that was where I was going with that one. Arts and crafts is number eight on the list.
Okay, so that's separate from decorating.
No.
Okay, I thought that's what you were thinking with knitting, because it encompasses many different items. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Arts and crafts shows up at number eight on the list, so we're down to one answer here. What type of how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? Go ahead, caller.
How about programming or coding?
Programming or coding, not the last answer, not on the list.
Okay.
No programming or coding on the list today. What type of a how-to book would interest you? This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say sewing?
No sewing on the list, but good guess. Thank you. No sewing on the list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. One answer left on the list. Cooking was number one. Decorating was number three. Making money was number four. Gardening was five. Home improvement was six. Computers were seven. Arts and crafts was eight. Go ahead, caller.
How about landscaping?
No landscaping on the list.
All right.
Landscaping does not make the list. Only one answer left here. What type of how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. What type of how-to book would interest you? Only one answer remaining here. Which one do we not have? 740-383-9944. What are we forgetting? What do people want to know how to do? Cooking, one. Decorating, three. Making money, four. Gardening, five. Home improvement, number six. Go ahead, caller.
How about anyone said pet care?
Not pet care. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Pet care does not show up on the list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? Not pet care. What is our missing answer today? One missing answer, and it was the number two answer on the list, oddly enough. It clocked in at number two here on the how-to book list. What kind of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. What is this final how-to book? Go ahead, caller.
Another Adam answer. Not sure if somebody said exercise or just taking care of yourself, staying healthy. How to exercise at the house? That should be big with the quarantine stuff.
You know, no exercising on the list.
Okay, well, I thought exercise my option to call you. Thank you.
No exercising on the list today. Name a kind of how-to book that would interest you. A type of how-to book that would interest you. Cooking, decorating, making money, gardening, home improvement, computer, arts and crafts. Those are the ones we have. But what is the answer that we do not have? The type of how-to book that would interest you. One left. Go ahead, caller.
How about hairstyling?
What's that?
Hairstyling.
Hairstyling. No hairstyling on the list. Hairstylings do not make this particular list. What type of how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the final answer in the how-to book category? All right, here comes an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Caretaking?
No caretaking on the list. Caretaking does not hit the list. What type of how-to book would interest you? Coming up on 30 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. One answer left in our how-to book category. What kind of how-to book would interest you? Now, the answers that are taken are cooking, decorating, making money, gardening, home improvement, computer, and arts and crafts. But there is one answer left. What is the type of how-to book that would interest you? How to what? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is? Maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
How
How about plumbing or electrical repair?
No plumbing or electrical repair. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Plumbing does not make the list today. I guess we've got a real stumper on our hands here today. What type of how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? Go ahead, caller.
How about love or being intimate? Intimate.
How to be in love. Not on the list, but people certainly do need help with that.
Yeah, you're not kidding. There's probably more than one book on that.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, the category still remains here. What type of how-to book would interest you? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Sewing.
Not sewing. Good guess, though. Sewing does not show up on the list. What type of how-to book would interest you? Go ahead, caller.
This one seems obvious, Scott, and somebody must have said how to clean, how to clean items around your house. That's certainly a popular topic.
Popular topic, but not on the list today.
Okay, well, I thought I'd give you a nice, quick, and dirty answer.
Cleaning does not hit the list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. One left on the list here. We've got cooking, decorating, making money, gardening, home improvement, computers, arts and crafts. What is the answer that we do not have? What kind of how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about public speaking?
That's a good one. Not on the list, but people do need help with that. Public speaking does not make the list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? This is what we are looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
How about popular mechanics?
Not popular mechanics. Popular mechanics does not make the list. What type of how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? Go ahead, caller.
Something to do with travel?
Not travel. That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
No travel on the list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? All right, go ahead, caller.
Do your taxes?
Not taxes, but a good guess. No taxes on the list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? Go ahead, caller.
How about genealogy?
Not genealogy. That's a good guess, though. No genealogy on the list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. What type of how-to book would interest you? Remember we'll come back to this in a second. We'll take the guess here. Maybe it'll be correct. Go ahead, caller.
This won't be there, Scott, but this is a good answer. No one else has said bartending, how to mix drinks. That's certainly a popular topic, and there's plenty of books about it.
No bartending on the list.
Okay, well, I thought I'd give it a try.
Bartending does not fall in our list today. What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. 35 minutes past the hour here. What a category. Go ahead, caller.
How about home remedies or medical?
Nothing to do with medicine on the list.
All right.
No medicine on the list today. What type of how-to how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? Go ahead, caller.
How about how to prepare for a successful garage sale?
You know, that's going to be coming up here very soon. Not on the list, but definitely needed.
Thank you.
No preparing for a successful garage sale. What type of how-to book would interest you the most? What type of how-to book would interest you the most? One answer still remains on this how-to list. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
How about how to lose weight?
You know, that is a very popular subject category, and it is our final answer. You have got it. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you.
You know, I think there is a bit of an irony that the number one answer was cooking, and the number two answer was lose weight. But those are the categories. What type of how-to books would interest you? Cooking, losing weight, decorating, making money, gardening, home improvement, computer, and arts and crafts. All right, on to the next category. Now, six answers in this category. Complete this sentence. The true measure of success is having a great what? Now, this is an interesting category. Six answers here. The true measure of success is having a great what? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we talk about things like this a lot on this station. It's basically a fill-in-the-blank here. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
I can think of a couple that are probably one and two. Let's go for career, job.
Job and career are number five on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Job and career clock in at number five. The true measure of success is having a great what? Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Bank account.
Bank account shows up at number three on the list.
Okay.
Bank account comes in at number three on the list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about an accumulation of many very good friends?
Friends. Let's see here. You know, this is sad. Friends don't make the list.
That is sad.
That is sad. Thank you.
Welcome.
Friends do not make this particular list. Apparently not a very friendly people here. Okay. The true measure of success is having a great what? Now, bank account shows up at number three, and job and career show up at number five. Fill in the blank here, 740-383-9944, 39 minutes past the hour. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
Car.
Car. Car is not on the list.
Oh.
No car on the list today, says one of our favorite bus drivers. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
I've got a great outlook on life.
Great outlook on life. Well, I'll tell you what, life is number two, so we'll go with that. Life is number two on the list. So we will say that. Complete the following sentence. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
Here's one that I first I personally can attest to, Scott, a great body.
Well, okay.
I'm happy with my great body. I mean, I'm sure other people are also.
Well, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder, I guess. No great body on the list.
Okay, well, I tried.
Thank you. No great body on the list. Well, all right. Complete this sentence. The true measure of success is having a great what? Oh, man. Life is number two, bank account number three, job career number four. Go ahead, caller.
How about a good upbringing?
Upbringing. Well, upbringing not on the list. No upbringing on the list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
A great game plan.
Game plan. No game plan on the list. Game plan does not show up on the list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, since they don't like my great body, Scott, how about a great husband or wife or a great family? Did somebody say that? That should be pretty obvious. That was my other good answer.
Great family, number one on the list.
Would that include husband and wife? Would that be separate
from
family?
I don't know. Probably, if you're still married, I guess.
What if your husband or wife has a great body? Would that kind of count? Or would that be your own great body?
Well, again, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Family shows up at number one. Okay. The true measure of success is having a great what? Family's number one, life is number two, bank account's number three, and job and career is number five. Two answers left on the list here. It's a fill-in-the-blank category. The true measure of success is having a great what? Do we have any guesses on the final two answers? 740-383-9944. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
Good health.
Good health. Heavens knows we need that. Not on the list, but certainly true. Health does not make our list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say mind?
No mind on the list, but good guess. Mind does not show up on the list. The true measure of success is having a great what? 740-383-9944. I think here comes another call down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
How about raising kids with a good work ethic?
Work ethic.
That are employed all the time.
You know, it's not on the list, but it certainly is helpful.
Thank you.
Work ethic does not show up on the list today. All right. The true measure of success is having a great what? The true measure of success is having a great what? Fill in the blank here. Two answers left on our list. Go ahead, caller.
How about a great sense of humor to go along with Adam's great body?
You know what? Both those answers go in the same category. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, though. Sense of humor does come close to one of our answers, but broaden it out a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you. Sense of humor is not on the list, but it's close to one of our answers. So think about that. Broaden it out a little bit. The measure of success, the true measure of success is having a great what? 740-383-9944. Fill in the blank here on WWGH Radio. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
I think it's personality that you're looking for, because that's sense of humor is part of that.
Not personality. Good guess, though.
Okay, I tried.
Not personality. A little broader, though, than sense of humor. Humor, as they say. The true measure of success is having a great what? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The true measure of success is having a great what? Two answers still remain on our list. Go ahead, caller.
How about attitude?
Attitude. That is it. Number four on the list. You got it.
Thanks.
Attitude does clock in at number four on our list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? One answer left. What is our final answer? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to give the same answer that missed the survey last time. Great car. That's probably not there, but it didn't work on the other survey either.
Nope. No car on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Car does not show up on the list here. The true measure of success is having a great what? We've got family, life, bank account, attitude, and job and career, but there is one answer left on the list. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944 in our fill in the blank here. The true measure of success is having a great what? 740-383-9944. Who's got the answer? The final answer. Go ahead, caller.
Good manners.
Good manners. Not on the list, but certainly a good idea. No good manners on our list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? Fill in the blank. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is our final answer? One left in this particular category. I think this is the first time we've ever had a fill-in-the-blank category. 740-383-9944. The true measure of success is having a great what? Family, life, bank account, attitude, and job and career have already been taken. One answer remains on our list coming up at 49 minutes past the hour. The true measure of success is having a great what? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would be very interested to hear from you at this particular point. See if you can pick up the final answer in this category that we have not been able to obtain here to four. 49 minutes past the hour. What's our final answer? 740-383-9944. Maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Your spouse.
Not your spouse. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Spouse does not show up on our particular list. The true measure of success is having a great what? The true measure of success is having a great what? 740-383-9944. Here we are. WWGH Radio. Waiting for the correct answer in this particular category. Remember, family, life, bank account, attitude, job and career have all been taken, but there is one answer left on our particular list. the true measure of success is having a great what? Does anybody know on this fill in the blank category? I think we've stumped everybody here. Fill in the blanks might be a little more difficult than our other categories. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Sense of humor?
Not sense of humor. Good guess, though. Sense of humor does not show up on the list today. 51 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. The true measure of success is having a great what? All right, is this the correct answer? Go ahead, caller.
Reputation?
Not reputation. Reputation does not show up on the list. The true measure of success is having a great what? Coming up on 52 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Do we know the answer? Apparently not. The true measure of success in life is having a great what? Family, life, bank account, attitude, and job and career have already been taken. What is the final answer? With 8 minutes left in the broadcast, 52 minutes past the hour. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about personality?
Not personality. That old song, Personality, does not come in on our list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? True measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
How about personality?
Not personality. Personality does not make the list here. People must like that old song, though, the old personality song. All right, let's see if this is the right answer coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a retirement plan?
That's a good one, but not on the list. No retirement plan on this particular list. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
I just tuned back in. Has anyone said sense of humor?
Sense of humor? No, not on the list.
Oh, okay.
No sense of humor back on the list. Or on this list, I guess I should say. The measure, the true measure of success is having a great what? The true measure of success is having a great what? 54 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what the final answer is? The true measure of success is having a great what? We've got family, life, bank account, attitude, job and career, one answer left here, and about 5.5 minutes to go. 740-383-9944. Is some really smart person going to slip in with the correct answer today? 740-383-9944. Are you out there, correct answer? We are certainly waiting to hear from you. The true measure of success is having a great what? Fill in the blank. Exactly 5 minutes left to go in this particular segment of the program today, 55 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. I can see those thinking caps on all around Marion right now. And into other counties as well. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
Education.
Education. Lou, not on the list, but it certainly helps.
Okay.
Oh, I just saw the lights flicker here again. I hope that's a light and not the electricity again. Heavens knows we don't need that again. But if we disappear, it's probably the electricity, but hopefully that's not what it is. All right, the true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
Satisfied mind.
Satisfied mind? Not on the list. No satisfied minds on the list. The true measure of success is having a great what? 56 and a half minutes past the hour, only 3.5 minutes left to go. All right, go ahead, caller.
Patience.
Not passion, but that's close.
Not passion, patience.
Oh, patience, patience. Not patience, good guess, though.
Okay.
Not passion or patience, but that's a little closer to the correct answer. The true measure of success in life is having a great what? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. The true measure of success is having a great what? What is our missing answer here? Maybe this is it, coming down the pike, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Great name.
Not a great name. Name is not on the list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? Go ahead, caller.
Work ethic.
Not work ethic. Work ethic, not on the list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? We've got family, life, bank account, attitude, job and career. What is the final answer? It's number 6 on the list. I'm going to give you a hint when we get to the final minute. 740-383-9944. And we might do this again from 12 to 1. So stay tuned today from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. But the true measure of success is having a great what? About 90 seconds now left in this program. 740-383-9944. Now, the hint I'm going to give you is kind of an offbeat hint. All right, well, let's take the guess here and see if this is right. Go ahead, caller.
Self-respect.
Not self-respect. No self-respect on the list today. The true measure of success is having a great what? Now, here's the hint. It's a magazine. It's the name of a magazine. 740-383-9944 with a minute to go. Now think of it. It's the title of a magazine. The true measure of success is having a great what? And it's the name of a magazine. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Time or life?
Time. You got it. Having a great time.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go. And we'll do this again from 12:15 to 1 today. But the category was complete the following sentence. The true measure of success is having a great what? The answer was family, life, bank account, attitude, job and career, and time. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
FMLP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's